This is WHYY's Morning Edition. Good morning. I'm Jennifer Lynn at 7:45. The confirmation hearing for President-elect Donald Trump's choice for Secretary of Education, Betsy DeVos, is scheduled for today. She is a wealthy businesswoman, philanthropist, and education advocate who supports school choice. Keystone Crossroads education reporter Kevin McCory joins us to match up the few things we know about DeVos with the current education climate in Pennsylvania. Good morning, Kevin.
Good morning, Jen.
Kevin, it's been reported that DeVos is an advocate for a free market that will improve opportunities for students. I've read her track record shows that in Michigan, that's her home state, she pushed for less regulation and government oversight of school choice models, for instance. Now, how does that line up with what Pennsylvania envisions?
Well, I guess it depends on who's in power in Pennsylvania. Right now, Governor Tom Wolf, his State Department of Education, it wouldn't line up much at all. Wolf has been somewhat hostile to the charter sector and, you know, has pushed for more investment in traditional public schools. And DeVos comes from a point ideologically that says it doesn't matter who provides the education. It doesn't matter who's administering it. So it doesn't matter if it's the school district of Lancaster or Reading, or if it's a charter school, or if it's a Catholic archdiocese or whatever. It matters at the end of the day if they're making gains for children. And she would argue that the free market needs to be expanded and tested further to see if that in and of itself can provide better opportunities for kids. So, you know, open schools, see who can do the best, and the best and brightest will come in theory and make better gains for students. That's her overarching philosophy.
And minus who's running the state of Pennsylvania, could that play out here? Could that work well in Pennsylvania?
There's obviously a robust charter sector in Pennsylvania already. It comes down to some degree a debate, I think, amongst people who are pro-school choice. So you have a certain camp who says, we need charter schools, we need to have choice, but we need to have very strong accountability. There's plenty of people on the traditional public school advocacy side who are fearful of the pick because it threatens, you know, their idea of public schools as a civic, communal, neighborhood-based entity, that there's clear accountability lines, at least as far as who's in charge and how decisions get made.
Folks who are concerned about DeVos might be within the education unions in Pennsylvania.
Yeah, the unions have come out very strong against DeVos. Randy Weingarten, the president of the American Federation of Teachers, has been a strong critic of this idea. Weingarten supports the traditional public school system, which by and large employs unionized teachers. To some people, DeVos is kind of a lightning rod in that she is this very wealthy, politically influential person from Michigan who doesn't have a lot of experience administering or teaching or sending her kids to public schools, but has very strong opinions on the way school systems should be run. Now, you can debate whether or not that's played out in Michigan and in Detroit the way that you would hope or she would hope. And what you have in Detroit is a system that's, to a lot of people, far too chaotic in its school choice environment. The charter sector does perform better than the traditional sector. By and large, both are performing very, very poorly, and parents are often reported to be very confused about what their options are, how to navigate the system, and it's largely been a system that's created a lot of chaos for that community more than driving the entire thing up.
Let's talk about money, and money speaks, that's for sure. With DeVos at the helm, the U.S. Department of Education, in theory, could provide fiscal incentives to states that adopt policies that match her philosophy. So that could happen in Pennsylvania.
Sure. I mean, it happened through the Obama years. It was called a race to the top grant. Then you say, okay, if you as a state check XYZ box, you're eligible for this funding and you compete for it. And that obviously is an incentive for those states to check those boxes. So DeVos could say, if the state is expanding school vouchers to this degree, we'll give you federal money to help support that even further. But that's the extent of the real influence the federal Department of Education can have. By and large, education is a matter that's left up to the locality and especially state government. And that became even more robust, that idea, just in the past year. The new federal education law decentralized that power, gave more power back to the states. So in theory, you know, DeVos coming in now is maybe a little less potent, but with the mix of the bully pulpit and her being able to espouse for what she believes and also provide these incentives, all hypothetical at this point. We don't even know if she'll be confirmed. That could influence what happens in Pennsylvania.
Kevin McCrory, thank you so much.
Thank you, Jen.
Keystone Crossroads education reporter Kevin McCrory. To follow Pennsylvania education issues, go to keystonecrossroads.org.